CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek and The Hill. And we go immediately to the reports from Asia. This is The Guardian, London, reporting. Millions under strict lockdown in China after COVID outbreak. Fast-spreading Delta variant has reached more than 20 cities in the biggest outbreak in months. It reads, millions of people have been confined to their homes in China as the country tries to contain its largest outbreak in months. Mass testing and travel curbs in place. China reported 55 new locally transmitted cases on Monday as an outbreak of the fast-spreading Delta virus reached more than 20 cities. Gordon, we have learned for a year and a half that China is not transparent about the virus. Is there any reason to believe the reporting of how many cases in the last 24 hours or how many cities have seen the Delta variant? Is there any reason to trust their numbers now more than we did last year?
Absolutely not, John. I mean, and we're seeing propaganda narratives and information that corresponds to what Beijing has been saying. So, for instance, they say that this started with a plane arrival from Russia to the Nanjing International Airport. So essentially what they're doing is they're blaming foreigners. It might be true, but it fits in with an existing propaganda narrative. So, of course, we can't believe what Beijing is saying.
We welcome our colleague Sean Lin, former lab director of viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. Sean, a very good evening to you. I report, calling around the world, the Delta variant is in the southern and northern temperate zones at the same time. Thailand, Tunisia. We're looking at outbreaks everywhere overwhelming the healthcare systems because so few people in the southern temperate zone have been vaccinated. Unlike swimming in vaccine in North America, they are not in middle class countries such as Colombia, for example, or Thailand. Mm-hmm. However, the Delta variant seems to be spreading quite independent of how much money you have in your pocket. Is there reason to believe that China has learned some system that we don't know about to block this, or are they being overwhelmed as our healthcare systems are overwhelmed? Good evening to you, Sean.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Jordan. And my answer is absolutely not too. definitely in China, because of the Sinovac and Sinopharm's vaccine have very poor efficacies against even last year's circulating strain. So now they are even more pathetic against the Delta virus. So many of these countries you mentioned, like Indonesia, Thailand, Singapore, Philippines, and Chile's, Uruguay and Hungary, many of these countries have received large dose, a larger amount of Sinovac or Sinopharm vaccines have research of those COVID cases with Delta variants. So it already proved that Delta variants have very, very good successful rate in penetrating the immune barrier that these two Chinese vaccines have set up. So basically, I think in China, even the Chinese government claim they have inoculated 1.6 billion doses to Chinese people. Obviously, it doesn't work. And I don't believe that the current confirmed case is so low in China. And right now, the government said more than 15 cities has spotted new cases. But it's easy for the local authority to blame those imported cases. Even for Nanjing, it can become a scapegoat for many other cities because people can blame Nanjing, the city, to have these cases spread out. And also one of the places called Zhangjiajie is a very popular tourist site, has also become a scapegoat. People claim there were a large gathering in Zhangjiajie. But in China, because the Chinese government had always downplayed the case numbers, many people don't have a high alert on COVID cases. Many cities have big events. You know, I don't believe it's just Zhangjiajie can be the source of the outbreak. So I believe many cities already have large cases, even in Beijing too. Just the government keep pressures on local authorities. So local authority under this tremendous pressure to keep the numbers very low or even zero out. So nobody want to lose their job. Right, because of the political pressure. So they always try to keep the number very low. And in return, it creates a false safety or security sense to the Chinese people. So I think when now the government cannot contain this outbreak, and you will see the case will increase dramatically in many cities in China.
Gordon, we still don't know the origins of the original COVID-19 outbreak. We're now moving through the Greek alphabet. We can presume there are more changes to come. The Republicans in the House of Representatives have issued a report. It's not determinative, but again, I believe it leads us to the conclusion that we need access to the records and the people in Wuhan sometime in 2019-2020. Is that correct, Gordon?
That's correct, John. The House Republican report pushes back the timeline. There's a Harvard Medical School study, which is about a year old, and which shows that the parking lots of hospitals in Wuhan were starting to fill up in August of 2019 as a possible date where this started. But clearly what we're seeing right now is a very different timeline as we learn more and more information.
You have a question for Sean, Gordon.
Sean, we've seen the Delta variant very transmissible in countries like India, of course, in the United States. And if now what we're seeing is reports that is across China in at least a half of the 33 provinces and provincial level cities. Why is this variant so transmissible?
These variants have some unique mutations in the spike protein, but it also has some unique mutations in other non-structured proteins in the virus. So the virus definitely has adapted further to spread out faster in different populations. So basically, you can see the virus has a great advantage that it has presence in so many different continents. And many of the countries have outbreak in the past. They have populations with weak immunity, just like South Africa. They have a huge HIV populations. A lot of people are immune compromised. So when virus can have like test field in so many different countries, the virus had an advantage to select the mutants they are good at transmitting faster. And so India also has these poor hygiene conditions and poor overall public health systems. So when they had an outbreak, when the virus selected a strain, the Delta strain has great transmissibilities coming out, so it quickly can spread faster. So I think the virus had this upper hand right now, and now they had this Delta strain that has higher transmissibility and probably also have higher pathogenicities. So this virus definitely has presenting biggest threat to the human population now.
Sean, quickly, what we witnessed in Wuhan in the original outbreak was people were locked into their apartments, quite abandoned, with no real access to food security or anything else. But that was said to be a remedy that could not be used in the U.S., for example, or Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've learned about the Delta variant is that that's inadequate, that the transmissibility is much more, the velocity is much in excess of the original virus. But the reporting says they're doing the same thing. They're locking people in their apartments, which means that it guarantees that there will be transmissibility within family structures, correct?
Definitely. The Chinese government have apply these hard lockdown, very hard military lockdown styles to contain the virus. And it's a very damaging protocols. It's almost destroying society in this way. But I think the Chinese Communist Party treated like a war. In the media, they quite often say we need to win this war against the virus, right? But I think indeed they do treat it like a non-strict warfare against the people against the virus. So they don't care about how many people die at home. To them, this is like collateral damage in the war, in the battlefield. Right? So no matter how many Chinese people die, as long as they can use extreme measure to contain the virus, so how many people die in the city doesn't matter to the Chinese Communist Party. And with such a large population, even 100,000 people die, it's just like a very small number to them. That's how they treat it.
Sean Lin is the former lab director of the viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in the Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.